And Ray Goulding present the CBS Radio Network. It's a very beautiful hat you have, lady, but I think the person sitting to your immediate rear would appreciate it if you took it off. Thank you very much.
The flowers are pretty high there, and they can't
beautiful.
See around those flowers, and they want to see everything that goes on here on stage.
Because so much of our show is completely visual, as you know. And if you can't see it, then you're missing probably three-quarters of it. Wouldn't you say, Bob?
I would say that. I've always found that actually the experience of seeing a Bob and Ray show from the audience is much more heartening and...
The way you fellas move about, or we fellas, I should say, move about and make wonderful facial expressions, I think is so much a big part of the show. Those of you who are listening on radio are deprived of, I think, maybe 90% of the enjoyment of the show, the more I think about it.
You people listening on radio could have a picture to go along with
it. If you could see the face that Bob...
See, if they could only invent something like that.
If you just saw the face he made when he said that, wouldn't it be great if they could come up with something whereby they could see a show and hear it at the same time?
Oh, what do you mean? You need to sit there at home and... have the radio turn on.
And see the guy?
And see the person, or persons? Well, they couldn't get a picture on that cloth that covers the speakers.
Yeah, I tell you what, if they can hit the moon, boy, I think human beings can come up with something like that. And I would be the last one to bet against it. You, Bob, or Ray?
Transmit a picture through the air. I'm Bob. You're spoiling my train of thought now. I'm rather technical.
Just watching you then as you were trying to think of something there.
Did I have a good facial expression?
Yeah. Wonderful.
I'm sorry everybody's missing these because they could mean something.
Say, we have just read a book called The Pink Slip by Bill Longwood and Ed Wallace that I wish we had read this book before we had fired our small assistant, Wallace.
We could have done it with much more finesse if we had, because this book is all about how to get rid of an employee you don't want.
That's right. How to expect it, or how to be fired if you want to be fired, or how to fire somebody if you have to fire somebody. It's really a funny book. It's called The Pink Slip, published by McGraw-Hill, by Bill Longwood and Ed Wallace.
You read that because it's very good.
No, really it is. It's a funny book.
We have a gentleman we've asked to come to the studio. I don't know if you've noticed lately. A lot of people seem to be making predictions, and quite a few of them have come true. It's almost coming down to a point where anybody can predict most anything, like Ray just predicted that someday you'd be able to see us while you listen to us on the radio. We know that won't come true, but we do have a fellow here who claims that his predictions are about 87% right. And I wonder if you'd come over here now and sign in on our Bob and Ray guest book and let us hear a little bit about this.
Dr. Fellerin Puffhorn.
Fellerin?
Fellerin.
How do you spell that?
F-E-L-L-E-R-M.
Is that what sort of a name? Welch?
I don't know. It was my mother's maiden name.
Uh-huh. And where was your mother?
No, I think it might be Welch. There are two L's there. If there were two F's together, I might say it was
Welch. That would make it more definitely Welch, I think. And maybe a W in there.
I think she was Icelandic.
Dr. Hawthorne, how do you come by that handle, doctor?
Well, the way you ask...
I don't mean Fellerin, I mean doctor.
Would infer that I haven't earned the title doctor.
Well, have you?
Well, it's not a medical doctor by any means. It's a doctor that I've received a doctorate from several schools. Matter of fact, I have four doctorates.
Then you're a doctor of letters.
I was in the class that your famed doctor... Your expert from Lackawanna, I can't think of
it. Dean Archer?
Yes, he and I were received honorary doctorates at the same time.
Well, any friend of Dean's is a friend
of
ours.
A friend of his, however. We were just in the same class.
All right, then you're not a friend of ours. But you are here to make some predictions, and I understand your past ones have been 87% true, is that right? And that people are beginning to call on you to appear at lecture meetings and to deliver some of your outstanding predictions. Could we have a few
people
here?
People are always very curious to know what's coming, and they love to see a first.
Why is that? Is there a psychological reason?
Certainly there is, because people have an innate fear of the unknown. And nothing funny about it.
No, no. What is just, I was thinking about what Ray said about the picture thing with the radio. Do you see that in the future at all?
Well, yes, but I wouldn't predict in the near future. That will be many, many decades away.
Well, how about something that there will be in the near future? Something that we can kind of check up on you within the next few weeks?
Well, I predict that the Rose Bowl game of January 1st, 1960 will be held in Pasadena, California. But remember this, I also predict that if January 1st, for any reason, the game is canceled, that is because of snow or gnats or earthquake or rain.
Gnats?
Gnats.
Has the Rose Bowl game ever been canceled?
No, but it's a possibility.
Possibility, I suppose, yeah.
Then I predict if it is canceled on January 1st, the game will be held on the first nice day following.
All right, that's prediction number one, Dr. Hawthorne. Do you have one or two more you could give?
The 4th of July next year will fall between the 3rd and the 5th of that month. And that, of course, will not happen again for another 134 years because of the moon.
Because of the moon. All right, will any holiday be celebrated on the 4th?
Yes. It will be called Independence Day.
All right. And I think we have time maybe for just one more. Could you quickly give us one more? It's going to take a year to check up on you, but we'll come back to it.
I predict that Premier Khrushchev will visit the United States.
Uh-huh.
However, and I hope you don't laugh at this now.
We haven't laughed at anything yet, have we?
No, sir.
None of the audience has laughed at anything yet today.
I predict that when he does visit the United States, he will also want to visit Disneyland, but for some reason will not.
Well, why would that be? I mean, that's...
I don't know. I just predict it.
All right. Okay, then maybe we have three predictions of Dr. Phelan Hawthorne, and we will see if they come true by checking next July.
I predict that you have a commercial coming up now, and you'd better get to it.
Well, that's what you do.
Take it away, Bob. It's time for our famous audience running game. Guess what the name of the tune is.
Right. We have a group of tunes that we're going to test our audience on, and let's see just how up on their popular music all of our guests are. Who's first, Ray Goulding?
Bob Goulding? I'd like you to, yes. Bob, I'd like
I thought you were first.
No. You know, could I, as a matter of fact, I was going to introduce this old lady here, but I'd just soon try one
myself.
Right.
Sure, we'd give you a
call. All these years I've been conducting these things, I've never participated.
All right, what's your name? Oh, it's Ray.
You know my name.
Yeah. And where are you from?
Why,
I know that,
yeah.
Anyway. What are you doing here in New York? Well,
you know that, too.
Yeah. Let's see. Do you have any hobbies?
Nothing particular.
Yeah.
Well, you know, fishing, hunting, golfing, tennis, things like that. I suppose you'd call a hobby.
No. Okay, well, why don't you reach into the fishbowl there and take out the secret number. We'll give it to our band leader, and he will play the secret song. And
this is fun.
Have you got your sneakers on, right?
No.
You have to put those on first, so you can run from one end of the studio to the other.
Well, these shoes are all right. I think I can get into these. Well, I'll try anyway.
Oh, lady, you don't mind if Ray plays a game instead of you, do you?
Oh, are you kidding? Sure is. He's part of the program. He's on the program every single day.
We don't get a chance to play these.
And then he comes over and plays. No, I am a little upset. I was so delighted to think that finally I was going to be a contestant on the program.
Well, maybe we'll get a chance for you to do something later, or after we leave the air.
Forget it.
I'm
going to
be
one you show now for all the tea and china.
All right, well, I don't think we care.
Okay, ladies,
come on. Ray's down at the other end of the studio now. Now, you know, when you hear the music start, as soon as you think you know the name of the song that the band is playing, you run up here and ring this gong and then tell me what it is.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah.
Let's go. You got that one in a hurry.
It's a vamp, Bob, right?
It's a vamp, right.
Now
you want to try for the next one?
Okay,
go back to your seat now. This is fun, huh?
It's a vamp.
The audience is having a good time with it anyway, I hope.
No, they're not. They're all looking daggers at me. I don't know why.
Well, all right, go ahead, musician. Let's have the next one.
Detective.
Well, you're good. You're hot on these today.
Right. Now, you know, this is difficult. I couldn't get any tune out of that, Bob, to be perfectly frank with you.
Well, there is one there.
There is?
You want to hear it again?
All right.
It's cheating, but let's do it anyway.
All right. Should I go back and run again?
Yeah, if you feel like it.
Okay. Yeah, might as well.
Makes it a little more fun, I guess.
Let's exercise that.
If you don't like an audience, why don't you leave?
Gee whiz. All right, go ahead.
Go ahead.
All right.
You seem to have a knowing look on your face.
Well, I just wanted to say I'm delighted that that big ham didn't know the answer to it.
Yeah, well, I thought he'd fall down on it sooner or later.
So,
what is the name of that?
I have no idea. It's just nothing.
Oh, you just wanted to run up here.
I wanted to run up and say I was very happy that that fellow didn't win.
Oh,
very happy.
Well,
about
go back to your suit. She's happy you didn't win, right?
Yeah. Well, I'm happy she didn't know the answer, too, so it's all mutual. And friends, we'll have the voice of a mystery star in just 10 seconds. And now, here's the mystery star.
This is Claude Rains.
Till tomorrow, this is Ray Goulding reminding you all to write if you get worried.
Bob Elliott reminding you all to hang by your thumb.